Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Daniel Waters. I'm from Inver College, and I'm going to speak about the use of poetic and aesthetic language in Macbeth. Language in Macbeth tends away from realism to pure poetic symbolism. The function of poetry is to highlight characters and actions and to create certain atmospheres. Shakespeare was faced with the task of making a tragic hero out of a murderer. By giving Macbeth a sensitive conscience, he endowed him with nobility. By giving him the speech of a poet, he endowed him with grandeur. Macbeth's mind is like that of a poet, imaginative, sensitive to impressions, and productive of violent disturbances of mind and body. For me, one of the most heartfelt and poetic speeches comes when he is informed of the death of his dearest partner and greatness. As we read the lines of his soliloquy in Act 5, Scene 5, we can almost feel his contempt for life, which he regards as meaningless. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.